we present Harold Bennett, Alison Steadman, Rosemary Leach, Carol Heyman, and John Glover in Simon's Bug by Richard Quick. A recording of telephone calls on 01-485-2410. Subscriber's name, Simon Webb, of 24 Tufnell Park Terrace, London, N7. Week 3.
Sunday, 23rd of March, 10:31 a.m.
Ludlow 7100.
Mother, it's Joanna.
Yes, dear.
How are things?
We've kept busy.
That's good.
Quite. I'm not sure it's wise to be over-sentimental. If your father's gone, he's gone.
Yes.
The funeral might be Wednesday. I just hope we can get a notice into the Telegraph in time. It's a major worry. The vicar came around last night and said a prayer.
He's always been very helpful.
It'll be no flowers.
Ah, I thought we might bring some of the...
Oh, I do think not. It's a burial, of course. Ronald's had a double plot booked for years, but it's cremation for me, dear. Do remember, there's no way I'm being boxed up and embedded in compost. I've seen too much of it. Rob thinks he can manage the horse chestnut with a chainsaw.
The horse chestnut?
I shan't want anything growing, dear. Rob's starting the incinerator this afternoon. There's so much stuff, dear. Stuff. Ronald's stuff all over the place. And fire's so hygienic. It's an ideal afternoon for the incinerator. Are you saying something, dear?
I said it's quite nice here.
Oh, good.
Mother, you said the funeral might be Wednesday.
Well, the vicar's having to check, dear. He's getting a little absent-minded. We should know tomorrow.
I see.
I've told your brothers, but do remember, dear, I won't be boxed up and embedded with Ronald. I'm sorry, dear?
Goodbye, Mother.
Yes. Goodbye.
10:46 a.m.
The Webb residence.
Kate? Hi, baby. I'm just up.
Yeah? Hi, Dustin. I wish I hadn't bothered.
Oh, what's the problem?
Oh, it's nothing. Things have piled up. My grandfather's died. Gran's setting fire to everything. Mum's sobbing in the bathroom. The house is still barren, courtesy of the burglars. And Dad? Dad's gone zombie.
Slow down, baby.
Oh, it's nothing.
Huh?
Jeez.
Kid, get round here.
I just want to hide, Dustin. I'm sorry.
I'll call tomorrow.
Sure.
You know where I am.
Yeah. Thanks, Dustin.
Bye, then.
Bye.
12:09 p.m.
Hello, Michael Webb.
Michael?
Simon, hello.
Tricky, this, Michael. Could you put me up for a while?
Yeah, of course. But why?
Things aren't too good. Joanna's otherwise engaged.
I don't believe it.
I couldn't.
An affair?
Yes.
Well, now, you've talked about this.
What's there to talk about? She doesn't know I know.
It's impossible.
Damn it, do you think I like knowing? I've tapes of every conversation on this line.
Oh, my God.
Every call I know backwards, Michael. It's hell.
Yes.
Hell?
Yes.
I thought once we'd got Easter over.
Fine.
Oh, they're back. I'll phone, yes?
Simon, you're an obscene caller.
There never was an obscene caller.
What?
Bye now.
5:27 p.m.
Hello?
Fern, did you see it?
Tanya!
The Mask Tan video? Wow! Did you see it?
No. Mum took me to church to think about Grandfather.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know what to think, Tanya. He's being buried on Wednesday.
Yeah? You know when Mask Tan leaps into the green light and rips his shirt open, gets right up close and yells, "I'm there now!" Then he runs up the ramp and stands there glaring.
Yeah?
He looks just like that boy on the Sainsbury's Cut Meat counter.
Wow!
Yeah! Only 3 days to the concert, Fern.
Yeah, 3 days.
Mum's bought us a designer jumpsuit each. She says it's for aerobics, but she's tried it on with a fur coat over. It's for the Miles Town concert.
I thought your mum was older than that.
She's a lot older than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 days to go.
Yeah, bye, Fern.
Monday, 11:43 a.m.
The Webb residence.
Kit, hello.
Hi, Mum.
I was just wondering if the new cleaner arrived.
Sharon? Yeah, she's here.
Oh, thank heavens.
You just finished 4 days washing up.
Yes, good. Kit, I realise... Of course the clothes have all been cleaned.
You're at the Oxfam shop?
Yes, yes. Kit, I know things have been rather scatty at home.
Oh, you've been okay, Mum. You work bloody wonders. It's... Jeez, what is it with Dad?
Yeah.
Well, what?
I'll be finished here soon. We could... It's £8.
Mum?
Yes, yes, do try it on. Kit?
He's treating everyone like dirt. Everyone. How do you stand it?
I tell myself, it wasn't like this before, and it can't go on forever.
You're too right it can't. Mum, I've got to get the hell out.
Yes, yes, that's lovely.
Mum!
11:59 a.m.
Yeah?
Ken?
Oh, uh-huh.
Busy?
Hmm.
I'm phoning from the Webbs.
Hmm.
It's a bit basic, Ken.
Uh-huh.
How are the Baps?
Hmm?
Well, were they as good as yesterday's?
Hmm.
You liked yesterday's?
Uh-huh.
What about tomorrow? Do you want them like yesterday's or today's? Oh, the sun's back. Bye, Ken.
12:18 p.m.
Hi there.
Dustin.
Kid. Great. What's the score?
Can I hit Kilburn?
Oh, terrific.
I was thinking of bringing a suitcase.
Perfect.
I'm with you.
Love you, baby.
Yeah.
2:37 p.m.
Ludlow, 7100.
Mother, how are you?
Very busy, dear.
I was wondering about the arrangement.
Really? Well, we've managed to clear all the junk from Ronald's study, so Rob's moved in there on the put-you-up. We've still some way to go. So much won't burn, of course, and the bins are full up with geese. Martin's ordered us kit.
Arrangements for the funeral, Mother?
It's 2:30, Wednesday.
2:30.
The vicar dropped in again this morning and said another prayer. He's not what he was.
No?
Joanna, Simon's brother...
Michael?
Yes. Is he the same Michael Webb who's brought Satanism to Hereford? Martin cut it out of the paper.
Of course he's not.
Martin's been showing the press cutting to everyone and muttering about devil worshippers infiltrating the family.
Michael wouldn't have any energy left for Satanism. He's devoted to computers.
It does amount to virtually the same thing. We'll see you at 2:30.
Yes, Mother.
Goodbye.
3:42 p.m.
Hello, 4852.
Joanna?
Simon, hello.
Yes?
It's 2:30 Wednesday.
Oh, all right. I suppose I can manage it.
Thank you.
I'll book us in somewhere. I've got to be in Luton the next morning.
How is business?
Forget it.
I'm glad we'll have a night away. It'll give us more time.
For what?
We have to talk, Simon.
Yes?
Yes.
Must go, Joanna. I've 3 more calls to make.
Simon?
Tuesday, 10:54 a.m.
There's a plumber coming, and I'm not really dressed for it.
Dorothy?
Hello?
Hello?
Joanna? Oh, a moment. Of
course you're off sick, Frank. That's hardly a reason to hang around the house all day. There's a lift in the kitchen. Hello?
Dorothy, I expect you remember...
Everything's organised, Joanna. I'll pick Fern straight up from school tomorrow and we'll be right off to Birmingham.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Dorothy. It's very noble of you.
Not at all. There must be worse things on earth than sitting through a Miles Tun concert. You do have your father's funeral.
Yes.
I'm whisking Tanya off later to find some white pancake and styling gel. I'm not entirely sure I understand punk chic.
Isn't Tanya a little young?
It's hardly for Tanya, dear.
Dorothy, you remember our last cleaner, Mrs. Henry?
Of course. Lives round the corner.
Exactly. Well, I was hoping she might have had second thoughts about working for us. Sharon arrived this morning and simply disappeared 5 minutes later.
How curious.
I was wondering if you might just call on Mrs. Henry and...
Of course, darling. Nothing easier.
Oh, that would be
very... Frank! Bye, Joanna. You remember Mrs. Henry?
12:23 p.m.
Hello, 4852...
Hello, Mrs. Webb?
Sharon?
Oh, I'm sorry to slip off, Mrs. Webb, but I had an emergency.
Ah.
Oh, it's Ken's baps for lunch. They were still in my bag. I am sorry.
Not to worry.
I'll see you Thursday, then.
Sharon, actually, Mrs. Henry was kind enough to say that she... Damn.
9:17 p.m.
Webb and Carraway.
Kit, it's Mother.
Hi, Mum.
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Kit, tomorrow, is there any chance, and I do understand, but we're all away. We haven't got the back window repaired yet. Could you possibly be here?
I've only just walked out.
Kit, I'd be worried sick.
No one's going to be there at all?
No.
Okay.
Bless you, Kit. Would you like a quick word with your father?
No.
Kit, I am sorry things haven't...
Not your problem, Mum.
No.
Hope tomorrow's not too rough.
Go carefully.
Bye, then.
Wednesday, 9:52 a.m.
Hello. Sorry, there's no one here to answer your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message for Simon Webb or Toy Joys Limited, kindly do so after the bleep.
Yes, it's Miss Gooch here, Hillwater School. Yes, Fern was hoping her brother might be there. She's forgotten her... she's made a list, yes. She's forgotten her raincoat, her wash bag, her Walkman, her Miles Tun cassettes, her Miles Tun's on top T-shirt, her Miles Tun's on top badge, her money and her emergency money. I quite understand if you wanted to phone me back. Goodbye now.
5:33 p.m.
Hello? 485-2410.
Hello? Who's that?
Mr. Webb?
Yes?
It's Dustin Carraway, Mr. Webb.
I see. Is Kit there?
No. We forgot the putty.
Putty?
I'm replacing your broken window, Mr. Webb. I was going to get reinforced glass, but Kit said you may want to get in again sometime.
Oh, that's very good of you, Dustin. Oh,
any time.
Dustin?
Yes? You sound pretty tired, Mr. Webb. Can I give Kit a message?
Ask him to phone Ludlow, would you? His mother wants a word.
Oh, sure.
It's not been the most successful funeral.
No?
We were rather hoping to have one.
Oh.
Dustin?
Yes?
How do your parents feel?
Oh, they're pretty fit. I think they'll be around for a while yet.
No. What I'm trying... It's Kit. You must realize I'm his father. There are certain responsibilities. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Seems okay. It's a first for both of us.
Yes?
I'll get Kit to phone then. Oh, if you'll excuse me, I'm still fixing your sash.
Of course.
Bye then.
5:41 p.m.
The Webb residence?
Mr. Webb?
Yes?
It's Leonard Franklin here, a Clover Cover Insurance. We have written to you, but I thought a personal word might be in order. I'm sorry to say that we've now had some additional police information on your burglary.
Yeah, well, you want my father.
Oh, I see.
He'll be back Friday.
Thank you, Mr. Webb.
Bye now.
6:29 p.m.
Ludlow 7100.
Hello, Kate. It's Kit.
Yes, dear?
I was sorry to hear about Grandad. How was the funeral?
Oh, it's just been one of those days.
Kate?
Best laid plans, dear. Many a slip. Don't count them.
Sure.
One moment, dear. Martin! Rob! The vicar's just arrived. There are one or two things to be said.
Yeah? Could I speak to Mum, Kate?
I think so. She was trying to keep your father awake somewhere. Kit?
Mum? What the hell's happening?
Hush, dear. Rob and Martin are having a word with the vicar. I'm not sure the Reverend's entirely well. He forgot the funeral.
He forgot? How could anyone forget a funeral?
I'm not really sure. He did forget a christening as well. We had to cut the service completely, and the burial was rather rushed.
Please.
Hush, dear. Laura's at the piano. I think we're going to pray.
Sounds reasonable.
Look, do hold on. I'll have to put the phone.
Mum?
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures.
Mum? Mum, we've got a couple of problems.
All things wise and well.
Kit?
There's some messages. Fern must have been pretty excited this morning, Mum. Her school phoned up. She's forgotten a few items.
Which items?
Everything. And Dad's insurance company rang.
Thursday, 1:47 a.m.
Yeah?
Kit?
What? Fern? Oh, geez, do you know what time it is, Fern?
It's 1:45.
Yeah. What's up? You make out okay after losing all your things?
Oh, sure. Mrs. Griswood bought me a lot of stuff and got us fixed up with the hotel room and everything.
So what's the hassle?
We've lost Mrs. Griswood.
What?
Mrs. Griswood's vanished.
Where the hell are you?
We're back at the hotel. Everything was fine. We checked in and Mrs. Griswood got changed. Oh, she looked really yucky, kid. I suppose it was okay once the laser started at the concert, but she got some pretty odd looks in a burger bar.
Yeah, I get the picture.
Yeah, she bought a Miles Tanzon top badge to wear.
Right. So, how was the concert?
We lost Mrs. Griswood.
Yeah, sure, Fern. How?
Well, later it was pretty frightening. I mean, everyone's scrambling, trying to get out of the hall at once. Mm. Mrs. Griswood gave us the room keys and said if we got separated, so we'll meet back at the hotel, yeah?
Yeah.
Then she gave us some more money, then we got separated.
Oh, jeez, that woman.
Her room's next door. She's still not back.
Right. Oh, thanks. That's terrific.
What?
Dustin's made coffee.
Oh, Dustin's there.
We're neighbourhood watching.
Yeah? Well, tell him I'll tell him all about the concert.
How was the concert?
We lost Mrs. Griswood.
Fern, how was Miles Tun?
Oh, he was all right.
Just all right?
Oh, Kit, what do we do? Tanya wants to call the police.
No, listen. Stay put. Dorothy must think you've tucked yourselves up and she's found a club or something.
A club?
Sure.
This was supposed to be a treat, Kit. Tanya's been crying for 2 hours.
Fern, just relax.
Hold on, Kit.
Fern? Oh, yeah, please, Dustin. Blacker and sweeter.
Kit, they're next door singing.
Singing?
Yeah, Mrs. Griswold was back with someone. They're both singing.
Jeez.
What do I do, Kit?
Well, there's not a lot you can... What? Fern, what's happening?
Kit, what's happening? Kit?
Fern?
Miles Tom's here. Bye, Kit.
9:48 a.m.
Hello? Kit, it's Mother. How are you?
Asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just leaving Ludlow. I thought I'd make sure everything was all right.
Yeah, sure.
I don't suppose Dorothy's been in touch?
Not yet.
Fine.
Oh, please. You're wonderful.
I'm sorry, dear?
Oh, Dustin's making coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mum, just hold on, yeah? I'll try and kickstart a few brain cells. What was with the funeral?
Kit, don't ask.
Well, it sounded as though...
Mother's coming back with us.
Kate? Oh, why, for
heaven's...
Don't,
Kit. Please don't.
Yeah, whatever you say.
I just wanted to make sure Dorothy was coping.
Sure.
Bless you, Kit. We should be back sometime this afternoon. Thanks so much for being there.
Yeah.
Go carefully.
Yeah.
10:14 a.m.
Yeah.
Kit, it's Fern.
Yeah?
Mrs. Grice was still snoring.
Would I was.
We want to leave Kit, but she's still flat out.
What happened to Miles Tun?
He's on the floor.
That figures.
Yeah, he's right here on the floor.
Your floor?
Mrs. Grice would chase him in here. Managed to lock her out, though. Oh, he's really yucky, Kit. He dribbles.
Jeez! Miles Tun spent the night crashed on their floor.
Dust in there?
Yeah. Imagine.
About 5:30, he threw up.
Great.
Tanya used her Miles Tun's on top t-shirt to wipe him down.
Yeah, well, better let Dorothy sleep it off. You've had breakfast?
We didn't feel much like breakfast with Miles Tun.
Oh, sure.
Tanya, stop it!
Tanya's still not coping too well. Jeez. Oh, hold on, Fern. Hi, Mrs. Henry. Yep. Mrs. Henry, there's nothing to... Oh, jeez. Look, it's no sweat, Dustin. Mrs. Henry!
Hello?
Fern, just stay put, damn it. Dorothy will wake up soon and bring you home, okay?
Yeah, but...
Dustin, she can't have fainted. Mrs. Henry!
10:23 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Ken, it's Sharon. I'm dropping round. It's ever so odd, Ken. I'd just arrived at the Webbs, and there was this lady walking out.
Yeah?
She said, never again.
Uh-huh.
Never again, she said. Favours, never again. She was ever so pink, Ken, ever so pink. She said she'd come to clean. I said, I'd come to clean. She said, never again. Then she said, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah?
There's coffee cups everywhere. The son's upstairs. He's nice. I like the son. He said he'd do the clearing up, so I'm dropping round. I was wondering, Ken, you know we said we'd have pork chops tonight, because you like pork chops and they wouldn't take much time before your snooker, so that'd be nice and easy, and it's both of us, really. We both like pork chops. Will a cottage pie be all right? I'll see you, Ken.
6:08 p.m.
Hello, Griswood here.
Frank, it's Simon Webb.
Yes?
Dorothy back from Birmingham yet?
No.
Curious. Frank, would you have half an hour?
Now?
Yes, now. I'd like to play you a tape.
I really don't think...
Frank?
Yes?
Just come round.
I'll come round.
See you.
You've been listening to Simon's Bug, based on a book written and adapted by Richard Quick. The cast was Hal Bennett, John Clive, John Glover, David Googe, Carol Heyman, Rosemary Leach, Joanna Mackey, Deborah Makepeace, Kathy Murphy, Christopher Scott, Susan Sheridan, Alison Steadman, Eva Stewart, and Jonathan Chaffler. The piano was played by Tom Miles. Simon's Bug was produced by Paul Spencer.